1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 10th of February. And let's start this day the United Way with United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards and United Way campaign drive co-chairs Scott Hayes and Lisa Hayes, all with us here this morning on our primetime newsmaker. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. Eager to get ready, get going on this auction.
Sounds good. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Scott, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Doing well. Glad to be on with you guys.
Outstanding. All right, Mickey, let's we had the live morning show auction last year and a success, and it's back again this year.
Yes, that's right. So we actually have Ron to thank for creating this auction each year for us. He had the inaugural radio show auction when he was our campaign chair. So we have continued the tradition every year, and it's gotten a little bit bigger every year. We're hoping this year we top our total last year. We've got some great stuff, and we keep adding more every day.
So, Mickey, let's run down the dates that we're looking forward to this week-long event.
Well, we start on February 27th. It's Monday through Friday every morning, starting at 6:30 a.m., Hannah and I will be in the studio taking bids and recording everything, and it's a simple way to participate for people that want to win an item. They just text the KVOE text line, the bid and the item number, and we record it. We do that all week, every day. Every day there's a few different items that we have up for auction.
Lisa, talk about kind of getting in on the organization of this here over the last few weeks, and really what it means for you to see this come back here to the fold and be available here for not just us here locally, but for really, you know, considering this is going to be online across the world.
Yeah, this has been a really great event, and like you had said, Mickey had said, it keeps growing, and it's just a fantastic idea, and it's been very successful. So I'm really proud to be a part of it. And I'm really excited to see how it folds out this year.
Scott, from your perspective, obviously this is the latest public activity here for the campaign drive as it continues to unfold. I guess I'll ask, I know I can't ask you for a fundraising total at this point in time, but I can at least ask you how things are going to this point and really the reactions that you and Lisa have been able to glean from the KVOE listening area, Lyon and surrounding counties, and even down into Woodson County as this process has unfolded this year.
How our process has been?
Well, really,
how
just kind of
for us.
Yeah, how things have gone and how the reactions have been here as you put this out in front of the community again this year.
Yeah, it's been really well received. It's been so nice, and I think I've said this before. It's been so nice to be able to get back in front of people face to face instead of doing it through video chats and stuff. And as much as that tool helped during kind of the year and a half of COVID where there were some restrictions and it was harder to get face-to-face to people. It is really nice to get back face-to-face to people. And I think we've seen that our interaction going back out into the public and being able to visit with employees at their businesses and talk to them about everything, and I mean everything that the United Way does, and that has been Lisa and I's focus this year during this drive is not just those 22 partners that seem to be the focus every year, and they are, but there's so many other things that the United Way does, and that's been our focus, and to see the public gravitate to all of these other things that the United Way is doing and realizing that this agency is really trying to make an impact in all 8 of these communities, you know, in health, education, and financial stability. And it's been very gratifying for us.
Mickey, from your chair, how have things went this year as far as the United Way campaign?
Oh, sorry, Ron, you were cutting out. I didn't hear your question.
I said, from your chair, Mickey, how do you think things have been going with this year's campaign?
You know, in the last couple of years, we haven't really known what to expect, and so we're trying to probably figure out things as we go. What will things look like from here on out? And we've been very pleased that, you know, our community continues to step up. I think the results that we're seeing from Lisa and Scott's, you know, interactions with people are being realized. You know, we know that some of the workplace campaigns are coming in at higher amounts, and we're hearing, you know, from the community, oh, we didn't realize that you did that, and how can I get my son enrolled in the Imagination Library? I didn't know that was you. You know, we're hearing some really great input and feedback from our community. So, you know, we love having Lisa and Scott. They've done an excellent job this year. They've done some different and new things, and I think that's always fun. So it's been a good campaign so far.
Lisa, from your perspective, you know, getting out in the community, and as Scott mentioned here, there's been always so much focus on the general drive, starting up in August and then going through February, March, even into early April in some years. You know, just with the announcement that we had earlier this week with, like, the United Way's involvement in the emergency funding, talking about the emerging needs grants and some of the other components here that a lot of people don't know about. Talk a little bit about that education effort that you and Scott have had as you've gone out in the community, and specifically with those other components that haven't gotten as much attention as a lot of people may think.
Yes, for sure. That's been one of the most exciting things for me, and really a learning area for me as well. But to be able to get out in front of people and explain to them that, you know, everything that the United Way has to offer. And you know, people are pretty engaged with it, we're finding. You know, they ask questions. They tell us, and they give us comments that they're surprised that they didn't know that the United Way offers different types of things that, you know, outside of the norm that most people are aware of. So it's been very exciting and very gratifying. And Scott and I are just so proud to be a part of this this year. And our community is just so engaged and involved, and that just makes it even better. So it's nice to bring awareness to something that is such a great resource for our community.
All right, Mickey, one more time, let's save the date for the United Way of the Flint Hills Morning Show auction here at KVOE. Starting when?
We start Monday, February 26th. I'm sorry, 27th. Every morning, Monday through Friday through March 3rd. It's super easy to participate. Just go to uwfh.org/auction. That's the website where you will see photos and descriptions and values of all the items that are available. And then you simply participate by texting the KVOE text line at 342-5863 to let us know what your bid is. We will record it in live time on a Google Sheets document that the public can see, so everybody will know where the newest bids are. And they can continue to compete against one another in helping us to raise money and seeing some great items that we have available.
Yeah, we start at 6:30 in the morning on those weekdays starting February 27th, and a handful of items will be on the United Way auction block every morning the week of February 27th. It's always a lot of fun, always a great cause, and a lot of good stuff you can get to benefit the United Way.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Mickey, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck, and can't wait to have you guys in studio here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you then.
Scott, thanks again for your time here today. Best of luck here with the effort.
All right. Thank you very much. Really excited about the auction coming up and kind of the winding down of the drive. Everything's been so fantastic so far. I know it's going to end strong.
Good deal. Lisa, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you for having us, and go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Nicely put.
Go Chiefs.
Awesome. That wraps up our Newsmaker segment here today, and want to let you know that next week's calendar does, at least for now, have Wednesday and Friday open. So if you have an event or an activity or something along those lines that you want highlighted, let us know.